We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for R&B, hip-hop, throwbacks. Thank you for starting off your morning with the Wicked Club. And on a Tuesday morning, we get into health discussions with Nurse Boak. Last week, helping a text line question at 678-1039. Where are we going today, Nurse Boak?
We are going to World Kidney Day.
World Kidney Day?
World Kidney Day is March 14th, so that's this week. And it's a day where we raise awareness and we have those conversations around kidney health and how to prevent kidney disease. And you know, Tariq, I have to say, I am still hot and bothered or even haunted by Tina Turner's death and her saying that she had no idea of the correlation between her hypertension and her kidney disease.
Oh, wow. Really?
I just feel like she should have known.
How would she have known? What do you mean by better doctors or maybe she? I mean, sometimes we get stubborn. Let's be honest with us.
Yes, we do.
We're told something, we don't remember it, we tend to forget it, and we don't do it.
You know, in her case, and we know that she, you know, was opposed to some of the treatments for hypertension, that she wanted some natural type things up until the point that she actually needed a kidney transplant, which she got from her husband. But what bothers me about it is the idea that she didn't know. And I'm just like, how could we have gotten that information to her? Mm. And if Tina Turner didn't know, how many other women and people don't know the importance of your kidney function and your hypertension and how important it is when you have high blood pressure, because that pressure up against those delicate walls of the kidney is so damaging in that it leads to end-stage kidney disease, ultimately needing kidney dialysis. Because let's go back to what the kidneys do. The job of the kidneys in our body is to filter waste and get rid of excess fluid. So when they're unable to do that, the excess fluid causes increases in blood pressure. And so the need for a dialysis or a kidney transplant. And because the chances of a Black woman getting a kidney transplant are so low, that I need you to hear that there is a direct correlation between your hypertension, your high blood pressure, and kidney disease. So if Tina Turner didn't know, I want you to know that it is imperative that you're monitoring how much salt you're eating. So we look at the guidelines, and the guidelines say, well, take 2,300 milligrams. Who knows what that is?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, less than a teaspoon of salt a day. And we know that most of the salt that we take in is not even the added salt that we put on our food from the salt shakers. It's what's already there.
All right, so where do we go from here? We know less salt is better. How do we prevent, when we're doing informing right now, what are the symptoms that I need to watch out for?
So there is a chance that early kidney disease, you may not notice any symptoms at all.
Oh, jeez.
And that is why the blood work, that CMP, that comprehensive metabolic panel is going to tell you what is abnormal, and if your kidneys are starting to fail, it is imperative that you start there because you may not have any signs and symptoms. You know, if you're starting to retain fluid, you may see some puffiness in your hands, in your feet, in your face. Those are signs to see a healthcare provider immediately. Get your blood pressure checked. Know exactly what it is. And then let's look at what we're eating and how much physical activity that we're actually getting so that we can prevent kidney disease. And so that if we're already in kidney disease, so that we can manage it and have a positive outcome. But for me, I do not want to hear that another person didn't have the information. Here it is, folks. There is a direct link between high blood pressure and kidney failure.
Be careful what you eat. You know full well what puffs up your hands, your feet, your body. You're going to have to eliminate it. It's going to have to go. I'm going through it personally right now.
What are you giving up, Tariq?
So let me tell you, I cannot have turkey deli meat off the, can't have it.
Oh, my God.
Immediately, hands start to swell up. It's a problem.
I am a turkey sub connoisseur.
No.
The last turkey sub I had, ooh, that thing told me up.
Nope.
I was like, I got to get this up.
I got to limit my steaks. I got to limit certain foods that have a lot of salt in it. And it's not like those pretzels in New York. They used to have these big pretzels with salt in it all the time.
With the cheese.
Done.
With the
Can't have it. Can't.
with the cheese.
Don't say it.
I'm just saying. Yeah, saying it ain't gonna help. With the cheese.
It's out. But those are some of the things you got to kind of watch out for when it comes to your food. And as you get older, you're going to have to change everything that you love or in moderation, or maybe not even at all. I hate to even say that, but it's true. Right. You might have to go to total elimination.
It's just easier for me not to do it than to try to slow it down. Because when I try to say, okay, well, I'm only going to eat this. So I got to the point where I was only eating potato chips on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then in my mind, every day was Saturday. So I just like forget it.
Yeah, that's how it starts. Take care of yourself. Nurse Bowick, every Tuesday morning, break down health issues that are going on in the community. They affect us, so we got to take care of us. Us watching us.
That's it.
We are 103.9 WDKX.